Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola, what is up, Saturday Nation? It's Sam Crowley. It is so great to have you back inside the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, by the way, P.S., if you haven't booked a call on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. I'll call you and we will launch your dream that same day, Let's giddy up, get after it, launchwithsam.com. Hey, Kobe Bryant, I purposely have not recorded a podcast. Kobe Bryant died 6 days ago. Today is Saturday, February 1st. And I don't even know what to say. I mean, look, if you don't have anything to say, why bother talking? You know, that's my motto. If you don't have anything to say, don't say anything. But it's not that I don't care. I'm still torn up. I've tweeted about it. I posted on my Facebook page the same day that he passed away with his daughter and seven other passengers in that helicopter crash. I mean, can you think of anything more horrible? Anything. I mean, a daughter, a 13-year-old daughter dying with her father in a helicopter crash. I mean, for me to get out there and pretend like I have something intelligent to say is stupid, because I don't, my feelings don't matter any more than yours do, but I will tell you this. So here I go, actually sharing my feelings about it. So there you go. From a father's perspective, I'm not talking about from an athlete's perspective. When I heard the news, and I was just like you, it's one of those days you're always going to remember where you were when you heard it. I just happened to open up Instagram and I saw someone post on there, RIP Kobe. I'm like, what in the hell is that? That's the dumbest thing I ever saw. I thought it was just a joke. Sad joke, right? Sick joke. So I immediately go over to Twitter and it's blowing up with the news. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I didn't even know how to process it. What did you think? You know? I mean, I didn't even know how to process it. I mean, how do you process that? 41-year-old guy in the prime of his life, father of four girls, being the father of four girls, and you don't have to be to appreciate the magnitude of it, but being the father of four girls, it just ripped me apart. Like, I just sat there. So I turned on the news and I just sat on my couch. It was Sunday afternoon. I don't know, maybe around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern time. I just sat on my couch and I just stared at the coverage and I could not believe what I was watching. I just couldn't process it. Just like you, same as you. And so now it's been 6 days, and any time I still can't watch a Kobe video without tearing up. You know, the Lakers just had a tribute to him last night in their first home game since he died, and LeBron could barely get through it. I mean, there's no sane human being could talk about a tragedy like that if you knew the person. And here's where our society is right now, by the way. Can I just complain for 10 seconds? There's people on Twitter bashing LeBron, and I'm not even a LeBron fan. Like, I'm not, you know, a cheerleader for LeBron James, but I mean, are you kidding me? This guy's friend, mentor, dies, daughter dies, seven other people die, and you're going to crack on somebody for how they, you know, did or didn't, what they did or didn't say at a speech. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, that's where we are now as a society. We're going to judge people based on eulogies. I mean, how crazy is that? But anyway, I don't want to make this a negative thing. I just want to share my feelings because as a father of four daughters, one of the scariest things for me is, and any parent can probably relate, what's going to happen to my kids after I die? And that scares the hell out of me, you know? And when, like, when is this going to happen? It's going to happen in my 50s, in my 60s, in my 70s. Do I get to live till in my 80s? You know, and it's just a sense of urgency just haunts me. And I don't mean in a negative way, but this sense of urgency, most everything I do has a sense of urgency to it because I just don't want to settle. That's why I created this podcast, you know, 15 years ago, is because, and I didn't know it was anybody was ever going to listen. I figured it would be like everybody was going to judge me like they always judge me. And I figured they would just, oh, you suck. What a stupid voice. This is a dumb podcast every day. And I did get nasty emails from people that I worked with. You believe that? they were sending anonymous emails through my autoresponder saying, hey, you're sitting in a cubicle, yet you're saying every day is Saturday. What a hypocrite, blah, blah, blah. You know, and if you never want to have darts thrown at you and you never want to be judged, ridiculed, or anything like that, don't bother going for your dream. Just stay right where you are. Stay safe. Stay comfortable. You know, stay in your little silo where people can't get at you. But if you ever want to make a difference in the world, you got to put yourself out there and you got to use your voice to do it. And I don't mean that like with a megaphone and start shouting. I just mean whatever your unique voice is. That's why I coach people. That's why I do what I do. You know, that's why that's the only reason I exist from a business perspective, is to help people find their voice and launch their movement. That's it. And when I say movement, I'm not talking about this has to be some global thing where you've got a million people marching with you. I'm talking about you touch one person's life in a positive way and they touch somebody else's life. It's kind of the butterfly effect. Because of the impact you had on one person, 20 other people feel that same impact. Maybe not that same time period, but down the road they do. How many people have you told about this podcast? How have you listened to this podcast and then maybe utilized something that you learned or heard or were inspired about, and it went on and helped somebody else, you know? And when I think of all the good Kobe Bryant was about to do in his life, that's what tears me up. With his kids, I'm thinking strictly from a father and a husband perspective, is all the good he was going to do as a father and as a role model and as somebody that not only the African-American community can look up to, but everybody, me included, can look up to. And you know what I love more about Kobe is his flaws. You know, he stepped in it. He flubbed the dub back in whatever it was, 2000 or 2004, whatever the hell it was. Doesn't even matter. You know, talking about the rape allegations in Denver. And, you know, he was a young kid. And I'm not even taking a side. I'm just saying, you stay in your glass house and you go throw rocks at somebody. I'm going to admire the guy for redemption. Okay. And I'm not here to judge anybody because I don't want to be judged on, you know, the things that I've done in my life that you don't even know about. You know, I don't want to be judged by that. I want to be judged by the positive seeds that I tried to plant out there. And I think a lot of the times we beat ourselves up to the point where, you know, we don't even give ourselves a little bit of slack to screw up, to make a mistake, to hurt somebody intentionally or unintentionally. You know, we mess up, man. We're human beings. It's a fallen world. I mean, there was only one person that ever walked the face of the earth that was perfect. And you and I aren't that person, okay? So cut yourself a little slack. Understand you're going to continue to make mistakes as much as you try not to. Trying to avoid mistakes is the surefire way to make them. What would happen if you were walking with like a cup of coffee or tea or water or something, and all you focused on was not spilling that cup? Oh, don't spill it. Don't spill it. Don't spill it. What do you think is going to happen? You're going to spill it, you know? But if you focus on getting successfully from the kitchen to the living room and just keep looking straight ahead, I'm not saying you're not going to spill some of it, but the probability of you making it successfully to the living room is going to be higher. And I say all, and look, obviously this is unscripted. I don't write anything out before I hit the record button. I don't even think we're really that far off the reservation from the original point of this podcast, was to have a sense of urgency to your life. I mean, I don't know, man. This guy, Kobe Bryant, came into the NBA at 18 years old, 17 actually, couldn't even sign his first NBA contract because he wasn't of the age of 18. And then he retires 20 years later. I got a chance to see him play in Indianapolis his last year. The last time he played in Indianapolis, I drove 2 hours. My buddy Diamond Dave Hackinson got tickets. We had second row, and it was February. It was this time, 4 years ago. And I remember sitting courtside in the second row, sipping my favorite beverage, turned around my back to the court, having a conversation. I turned back around to face the court. Lakers came out in warm-ups, and there's Kobe Bryant standing right in front of me. And I posted that picture on my Facebook page, and on my personal Facebook page, which is public. You can see it, Sam Crowley. And I posted that last Sunday. I'm like, man, I got to see a legend. I never got a chance to see Michael Jordan play. I did get a chance to see LeBron play in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals when they went to Indy. I'm a two-hour drive. It takes me 2 hours to drive to Indianapolis from Cincinnati. So in 2013, I saw LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, all those guys. And the Pacers beat them Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, but then the Heat went back and won the whole series in Miami the next night. My point being, I don't get a chance, and probably you neither, to see a legend play their crap. Never saw Michael. You know, so seeing Kobe was amazing. And actually, if you Google, this is pretty wild, man. If you Google Sam Crowley, Kobe Bryant, you'll see an article in the Indianapolis Star from the following day where Kobe and I got into a conversation. This is crazy, courtside, because come on, man, you got to shoot. He goes, I can't shoot the ball 40 times a game. I go, well, I didn't drive here from Cincinnati to watch you pass the ball. And so that was actually the guy from Greg Doyle, the Indianapolis Star writer, came up to me at halftime, said, hey, what were you and Kobe going back and forth about? I said, I've told him to quit passing the ball. Shoot, man, I didn't drive 2 hours to watch him pass the ball. And so actually, if you Google that, Sam Crowley, Kobe Bryant, that article is still online. That is amazing. Like, oh, man, that's just – that was here. Okay, so here it is, and I'm going to wrap the podcast up. You know why this is important? You know why the passing of a legend – and it's not that we put any more value on the life of Kobe versus the other – and his daughter versus the other seven passengers. That's not what we do. It tears us up inside because Kobe Bryant – just telling that story, I'm smiling ear to ear while I'm telling that story to you. Think of your favorite song, whatever that song is. Think of your favorite song, and if it came on the radio while you were driving – what would that do for you? It would take you immediately back to that place in time, whether you were a kid, in college, maybe you were in your 30s. Think about that. A song does that for us. A movie, you go and get engaged in a movie for 2 hours and it's your favorite movie. And even though you know how it ends, you still are engrossed in the movie. An athlete, a sporting event, a team, you know? A team. For me, it was the Yankees in the late 70s and the Oakland Raiders. I was a huge Raider fan that same time frame. Those take me back. If I see old clips of that, immediately takes me back to my childhood. That's why we mourn the death of legends, because they allowed us to escape. I just told you a story, and it was 10 seconds, the story, but it made me feel so good inside because it brought me back to a time in 2016 for a good night. It was a Tuesday night. It was a Monday or a Tuesday night, a week night. It was this blizzard storm trying to drive back. I didn't get in back till about 2 a.m, but it was an amazing memory. And that's why we mourn the death of legends and people like that, because we never got a chance to meet them or know them. We weren't friends with them, but their existence brought us back to a time in our life when it was probably a little bit simpler. It was a lot of fun. Life was simple, not complicated, and they provided an escape. A song provides an escape for us. A movie provides an escape for us. An athletic event provides an escape for us, you know? And we need escapes. This podcast provides a 10-minute escape for you, you know? Before you go, got to go back to all the other struggles of real life, which we all have. That's why this tears me up to think that, you know, this guy has gone way too soon. He had so much to give, man. So much. So that's my thoughts on Kobe. I mean, as it relates to me, and I hope it shared you with you to get this thing going, whatever it is that you want to do, the sense of urgency, just go do it, man. Nobody's going to judge you about it, you know, but you're going to have a ton of regret if you don't do it, all right? That's the message. That's the message. You have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.